Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Today, Gloria Copeland welcomes her daughter, Kelly Copeland, to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join them as they share the importance of having strong faith for the days we live in. Now, here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kelly's back with us today. Kelly Copeland's got something good for us, and we're ready for it. Aren't you ready? Let's hear some word this morning. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you, Mom.
We appreciate you coming to share with us.
Well, I love to be with you. I'm excited. This is our fifth week, and next week will be our sixth week this year, I think.
Wow.
Anyway, I've gotten to do it with you several times over the last 12 months, and it's a blessing. And every time I finish, I keep thinking that it springboards me into something else. So I've sort of picked up each time.
That's the way the word is, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's great.
So as the Lord was dealing with me about what to bring to the broadcast this time and bring to the people, it's a subject that is right up your alley.
Oh, good. I like that.
Faith for today, faith for tomorrow, faith for endurance.
Good job.
So I don't know how all of this is going to land.
Yeah.
In the end, I feel like I have
faith for today, faith for
tomorrow, faith for endurance. And you, madam, are a wonderful prime example of all of those.
Oh, thank you, Kelly. Blesses me.
So I believe that, like people watching, I think they want to know what you know. And I'm really believing, too, that this is going to pull some things out of you this week
that we can partake of
your wisdom and the wisdom the Lord has given you in your life, and the things that you've taught me have just, the things that you and Dad taught me brought me every answer in the Word of God that I ever needed.
Praise God.
And you know, I think people have looked at our family and they think we must not have problems. But we have had every challenge that anybody could face. We've had it at some time or other, or some point in our lives with the Lord. And it's not that you don't have challenges when you live a life of faith. It's that you have answers.
That's right.
And so always the Lord has brought me the answers that I needed and taken me through, got me through. And when you come on the other side of a challenge, you're always stronger when you walk by faith.
You increase all the time.
You do, because the trying of your faith works patience. It works, it exercises those things that are in you if you choose to exercise those and not the sins of the flesh and not anger and doubt and fear and unbelief. When you exercise those, the trying of those works failure. And so when your faith is, you go through things, as we all have stuff we go through, but we come out.
That's right.
And we come out better than we went in.
That's right. That's right. Well, the reason for that is there's still a devil out there.
Yeah.
And he's bent on destruction, killing, stealing, and destroying. And he has to be controlled. And you can control him. You can keep him out of your life with faith.
You can.
And if something comes in, you can deal with it and get victory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And I think that the Lord is wanting us to really take the wrappers off, the cover off of things that can mess you up. And one of the things that I think today, like even how people look at us and they think, well, things are perfect. That's just a mistake in people's thinking, because things are not perfect in everyday life. but you take authority over them.
That's right.
You don't let them drive your life, and you don't let them hang out things that are not right. You take authority
over
them.
What do you do? You resist.
You resist the devil, and he will flee. So what people mistake for problems not occurring in our lives, or they mistake it for perfection, is just the life of faith of just taking authority and being in charge of the circumstances. Because I've even seen, Mom, people get... I've seen pastors, when they go through something and people leave their church because their pastor got sick, or leave the church because their pastors or the leadership have some issue or problem. That's just silly. You know, you're going to search a long time to try to find a pastor that doesn't have problems. And in fact, I'm not even sure we want a pastor that hasn't gone through anything. Do you? I mean, I want one that's walked by faith.
Well, it depends on what we're talking about. Murder? No, we don't want
no,
a pastor.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, if you think your pastor is in error because something hit their family or something hit...
Because they had a challenge. We're going to have challenges.
You're going to have challenges.
That's right.
And, even in the disciples, I think we may get there some in the next 2 weeks talking about how the disciples handled the challenge that Jesus went through. Jesus asked them to watch and pray with him. But they were not cognizant that he was being challenged. And they pretty much let Jesus go through that by himself, only thinking about themselves. But had they watched Jesus, they would have come out of the challenge better themselves. So there's some things that can keep people from victory, and I just believe that this next 2 weeks we can take some shine the flashlight on some of those. And also, woven in and out of this the next 2 weeks will be how critical it is that we have a Savior.
Absolutely.
And what a Savior. I almost titled this, "What a Savior," because he is such a Savior. Today, I just want to encourage you that no matter what you're facing today, you're going to win if you do the do's as you've taught us.
Yes, amen.
God has given us the ability. He's given us the power. He's given us the word, the name, the blood. Jesus won the battle. He's there to help us. Hebrews says that he knows what you're going through, and he has wisdom for you today.
This is the victory that overcomes the world.
Yes.
Even our faith. Your faith can't overcome. For me, you can help me. You can believe with me. But when it comes to my situation, I'm going to have to get in there and believe God. But we can have faith because we know where we get faith from hearing the Word of God. Faith comes. And we can do what it takes to walk in victory. Amen?
We can. And we're not here to judge you either, or your faith. You judge where you're at. Jesus, the Word of God, Jesus would say things to the disciples, and his words they could use to judge their life. So we're just going to go to the Word and see some things about what we've been given so that you can exercise those things. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, I believe this expresses my jumping off point here really well. It says in verse 18, "Timothy, my son, here are my instructions for you based on the prophetic words spoken about you earlier. May they help you fight well in the Lord's battles." So he had some, Paul had some words to speak over Timothy. And you may think, well, I wish Paul had spoken words over me.
Well, he did. That's right.
And Jesus spoke words over you. This whole book is God speaking words over you.
James says that you might wage a good warfare. Now, that's what we have to do. If we want to walk in victory, we'll have to wage a warfare when Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what he does. That's his calling right there. He's called himself to do that. So we have to wage warfare with faith and the Word. And if you don't know the Word, you don't have any weapons.
And no matter what is going on today, It's been taken care
of. That's right. The curse. Everything's under the curse. Jesus bore the curse for us so that we could be free. Hallelujah.
And I think it sounds too simple to people that you could find a word, two words, three words in here.
Well, if it's so simple, why don't they do it?
Well, I think that we've been taught that things have to be complicated to work, and that is just not the case.
Oh, faith works.
Faith is so simple that when you try to get yourself in it and like think, well, I have to earn my healing, or even taking the things that we know about victory and making them all about you and what you do is not the right way to think. It is all about Jesus and what He did. But our only part, it's so simple for us. Our only part is to believe what He said. Well, the sub part to that is to believe what He said. You have to know what He said.
And act on it.
So if we know what He says, we find that, we choose as an act of our will, we choose to believe what He said, and then we act on that, and we keep putting that in our heart where our faith builds. The Word says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And actually, that verse is talking about a preacher. So we need ministry in our lives. We need preaching. We need to hear it expounded on and taught and drawn out. We need to hear it. We need to read it. We need to hear it. And faith comes. And when faith comes, it does its work. So in Timothy, those words that were spoken about him, Paul says, may they help you fight well in the Lord's battles. Cling to your faith in Christ. Don't let go. Hebrews says, don't throw away your fearless confidence in the Word. Keep it. Hebrews 10. For some people, it says, cling to your faith in Christ and keep your conscience clear. Now, the last time I was on the broadcast, we talked about correction. We talked about your soul. And then the times before that, we talked about your soul. We need to let the Lord Jesus show us things and correct our soul and keep our soul clear, keep our conscience clear.
If you make a mistake, you repent.
Mm-hmm.
And you receive your forgiveness.
And you ask Him to show you things that you're not aware of.
Sure.
So
Correct
won't
us.
Go back and preach that message, but you can certainly go to kcm.org and watch that, because those were some important things for us in these days. For some people have deliberately violated their consciences. As a
and
result...
that would be the equivalent of your spirit.
Your soul, your conscience, your mind, your will, your emotions. You violate that. You know, your spirit that's recreated, it's recreated. It's new when you got born again. The Spirit of God came in. But your mind has to be renewed.
That's right.
And when we do things that go against what we know the Word says... See, Paul even said all those things he did, God didn't hold them against him because he didn't know better. But when you know better and you've heard the Word...
But I'm sure when he did know better, he repented.
When he knew better, it didn't take him but that long to repent. I think he knew he was history. Because if he hadn't repented, they would have been held against
him.
But God is so gracious with whatever you've done in your life. I mean, if Paul can be forgiven, we can all be... He called himself the chief of sinners. So when we deliberately violate what our spirit is telling us or what the Word is telling us, then it messes, then stuff gets in our soul that gets things cloudy and muddy, and it does become hard to know what's right. That's why we keep the Word in front of our eyes.
That's right.
The Word says, in 2 Timothy 3, we may come back to this later, but I want to tell you what it says about the Word in verse 16. All Scripture, verse 15. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they've given you the Scriptures, the Word, gives you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. This Scripture, and I saw this in your lives, and it's been in my life. and everybody that will put it into work, the Word of God will give you the, it says salvation, but really that just means victory in everything.
Salvation covers everything.
It covers everything. He gave us victory in every detail. And the Word gives us the wisdom to know what He saved us from, what He saved us to, what He's done for us. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true.
That's right.
Make us realize what's wrong in our lives. Scripture corrects us when we're wrong and teaches us to do what's right.
Now tell them what translation you're
this
using.
This is the New Living. Mostly I read out of the New Living. It's just so clear, and I got used to using this Bible because it was so easy for the kids as I was ministering to kids. And then I thought, I must be a kid myself because it's really clear to me when I read it. It teaches us to do what's right. God uses it, the Word, to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. All that we've been called to do, this is the answer. And, you know, I was even reading last night, and the Word was talking about senseless arguments and don't get into senseless arguments. You don't have to pound people over the head. In fact, you shouldn't. The Word speaks for itself. And you can't make people believe it. You can only make you believe it and live it. But the fruit of our lives is supposed to speak to people.
Sure.
And the Scriptures are there for every person. So He uses this Word like that because when our consciences are violated, it says as a result, back in 1 Timothy, their faith has been shipwrecked. So that's where a lot of people are, and we'll talk about these things in the next 2 weeks, you know, things shipwreck your faith, greed,
but you can
doubt,
get back.
Fear, all those things that you operate in that you shouldn't be operating in, shipwreck your faith. I heard somebody the other day call them spices. Stuff you put into the recipe that maybe doesn't belong. You know, you don't make a... Well, actually, I've heard people make a chocolate cake with cayenne pepper. That I don't get. Why would you make a chocolate cake and put pepper in it?
I don't know.
That doesn't mix to me. So we mix things into our life that don't belong, that are sins of the flesh, and it affects our faith. So sure. I wanted to just encourage us because the Word of God will fix these things as we receive it and as we walk in it and as we act on the Word, He fixes these things. In 1 Timothy 3:14, Paul says, I'm writing these things to you now, even though I hope to be with you soon, so that if I'm delayed, you'll know how people must conduct themselves in the household of God. So this is an important statement if it's how we have to conduct ourselves. This is the church of the living God. And Mom, I'm going to come back to that living God all these next 2 weeks. This is the church of the living God.
Amen.
We should say that to ourselves every day. I am the temple of the living God. The living God. Not just me individual, but the church. It is the temple of a living God. Not a dead God. Not a pretend God. Not just somebody, something somebody made up, but the living, the
and
only
available,
living God.
Living, available.
Available. His
now,
presence
God.
Is available.
Yeah.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, it is.
And you know what? In every challenge I ever saw you walk through, you walked through it in the presence of a living God.
That's right. Amen.
Who walked you through. And you didn't always go into a challenge knowing exactly what to do or say. Precisely, but as you walk through it, He gave you the words to say.
Now, if you don't
he gave
have
you
the
scriptures,
if you don't
to
have
stand
the Bible in your eyes and your ears and your heart, you don't know what to do.
No.
So that's why it's so vital that you get into the Word of God and find out what belongs to you. Otherwise, you can't cash a check on something you don't know. If you don't know you got money in the bank, you shouldn't be writing checks. And you can't get any money out. But we've got... We put Word in, we get faith out. Word in, faith out, and it works.
It does work.
If you apply it.
And many times, I know this is probably the same for you, many times for me, he would give, I would just be reading the Word or listening to teaching or something, or even turn on the TV not knowing he was directing me and hear something that I was going to need that day
or
the next day, you know. Yeah. So he'll prepare you for
things.
You
work with him, he'll work with you.
He will work with you. And even if you, he'll work with you wherever you're at. If you think, well, I haven't been preparing my heart, it is not too late. It is never too late.
That's
One of the things that I've always said is today is the best day to do what's right.
That's good.
Today, it will be easier for you if you start today
than
if you start tomorrow. But he says, this is the church of the living God, which is the pillar and foundation of the truth. Without question, this is the great mystery of our faith. Christ, Jesus, was revealed in a human body. You know, you have to take that three ways. Jesus was revealed on this earth in his human form. God in a human form.
Yeah, he took upon himself flesh, the scripture says.
And like I said, in Hebrews it says he knows what we go through because he's walked through it.
Mm-hmm. And won.
And he is our high priest. He is our representative in the Godhead.
Amen.
So he was revealed in a human body. Then the next level we have to take that on, Mom, is a personal one. Jesus is revealed in my human body. His work, his faith, his power, his everything about him, his spirit is revealed in my human body.
Christ in you, the hope
Christ
of glory.
Christ in me is my only hope.
That's right. The hope of glory.
And then all of us together, it's Christ revealed in a human body of Christ. His body here on the earth, he is revealed.
Amen.
And it says, and vindicated by the Spirit. There is proof. In the Message Bible, it says, he appeared in a human body and was proved right by an invisible spirit. So what is proof but fruit? Mm-hmm. And as the body of Christ lives and breathes and operates in him, the fruit will be there in our lives as a whole.
Yes.
And in your life, it'll be there.
Praise God. Kelly and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.